Private placements at the federal level really come under Section 482 of the Securities Act, which basically says you don't need to register if the transaction does not involve any public offering. So then that raises the issue, what is a public offering? That's where Reg D comes into place. Regulation D is essentially a series of rules that provide exemptions from the registration requirements of the Securities Act. It's a safe harbor. So you're trying to fit yourself into a box under Reg D. Rules 504 and 506 really contain the exemptions and the requirements for exemptions. There was a Rule 505 that was repealed in 2016, and its provisions were integrated into 504. So each has different series and requirements and thresholds. Here is where our definition of accredited investor lies. So that's in Rule 501. Institutional investors like insurance companies, banks, any kind of entity, including trusts or employee benefit plans, as long as it has assets over $5 million, kind of an insider, director, or officers of the issuer are considered accredited, an entity with only accredited investor equity holders, so kind of indirect accredited investor status, and then individuals or married couples with net worth of more than $1 million, excluding the value of your primary residence, and annual income of either $200,000 or $300,000 per couple in each of the last two prior years, and no expectation that that's going to change. Rule 502 has some general conditions that apply to all Reg D exemptions. So integration of multiple offerings, you can't kind of get around some of these threshold requirements by just breaking up your offering into a couple of different offerings over a few months. A general prohibition on solicitation or advertising, this has been a really key point, especially in the internet age. Limitations on resale, and then information requirements. So again, if you have non-accredited investors participating in the offering, Rule 502 is going to tell you you need to give them information about your business, and that's going to be pretty substantial. Rule 503 is the filing. This is a notice filing on Form D with the SEC 15 days after the first sale. No fee, very simple. Rule 504 allows you to issue up to $5 million within any 12-month period. There's no limitation on the number of investors or a sophistication requirement, so you can issue to non-accredited investors. However, you get the information requirement problem. So you have to do a prospectus, an offering memorandum, a PPM. You know, people call it lots of different things, but that means lawyer time and money, which most small businesses are not going to want to deal with. Again, no general solicitation or advertising. You still need to comply with blue sky laws. And this is only available to non-reporting companies, so only available to private issuers. Rule 506B lifts that $5 million requirement. You can raise as much money as you want. Offering size doesn't matter. You can have an unlimited number of accredited investors, so no cap there as long as they're accredited, and up to 35 unaccredited investors. But again, you have an unaccredited investor, you've got to give them that information. That means money. General solicitation and advertising is still prohibited, but you don't need to worry about state blue sky laws. So if you fit into this box, the 506B box, and you file your Form D, generally every state's going to have a companion filing. You file that Form D in the state, pay a little bit of money, and you're good. You're not trying to fit yourself into another box at the state level. And this is available to both private and public issuers. 506C, this is kind of changed recently. This is new after the Jobs Act. Again, no limit on the offering size, but all purchasers have to be accredited investors. And under this exemption, general solicitation and advertising are permitted. This freaks out a lot of lawyers because they're so used to no general solicitation or advertising. You can do it as long as you meet all the requirements of 506C. And again, no need to comply with state level laws. You just have to do your companion filing. So some offerings are a bit bigger and are more complicated than just a notice type of filing on, like Form D. The most relevant for this discussion is Reg A+, which is sort of a recent evolution of Reg A. So Regulation A was recently changed to permit public offerings of securities of up to $50 million in any 12-month period, which includes offerings to unaccredited investors without transfer restrictions. So this is kind of what's known known as your mini IPO. It's not going to make sense for most smaller businesses, but it is helpful. And really, it's sort of like a fast track review with the SEC. So you still have to do a filing. It's still reviewed, and you might have some ongoing reporting requirements, and you still might have to worry about state laws. But it's a great option for an issuer that doesn't want to go all the way to an IPO. It's sort of a nice new offering to issuers.